As we head into the holiday season and vacation time, you realize you didn't plan as well as you could have for your time off. Well, Marianne has a plan for next year, don't you?
I do, Bob. This little bit of information is called How to Turn 11 Vacation Days into 44 next year.
Wow.
But it's a little misleading, okay? It does not feel like there's ever enough time in the year to take all the vacations you want to take, to go to all the places you want to go. So basically, this is a hack to string some days together for some quick getaways all year long.
And a lot of people only get 2 or 3 weeks of vacation time. Hard to get the boss to give you more. So this could be interesting.
Yeah, this is not about actually getting more time off, but it's just about how to lay it out. It's going to let you maximize every legal holiday and then turn long weekends into even slightly longer ones. And that way you can get away. I mean, it's hard to justify a trip somewhere where, you know, you can only be away for one night or two nights. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So this lets you extend it. And the only thing you need to do with this plan right now is put in for these days, you know, early.
Yeah, as soon as possible. I mean, you need to, I think, jot down a couple of these hacks because it may give you an idea or two for next year.
Right, exactly. Okay, so this is how it works month by month. This is going to just sound so easy, but this is for anyone who hasn't thought about doing this. So, you know, just think ahead for the year. In January, New Year's Day falls on Wednesday, but instead of taking just Wednesday off, also take off December 30th, which is Monday, and the 31st, which is Tuesday, and then it turns your weekend into a five-day break. And then if you already have these days off, then take off Thursday and Friday, and you can turn it into a whole week.
Yeah, just so means think ahead.
And also in January, Martin Luther King Jr. Day happens on Monday, January 20th. So go ahead and take January 21st off, and then you have a four-day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
In February, you can take days off around President's Day, which is on Monday, February 17th. And so, again, this is like a no-brainer. Take off the Friday before, which is Valentine's Day, February 14th, for a four-day break.
Yeah, the trick is to put in for this before your coworkers do.
Yeah, and so in April, in March and April, there are no legal holidays, so you're gonna have to work straight through. But people have spring break usually during March, so if you have kids, so you might be taking one of your real vacations then. I remember that's what we used to do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
In May, sadly, there are no major holidays that fall. In May, you can use the federal holiday for more time off on Memorial Day, which falls on Monday, the 26th of May. And then you can also, of course, take the Friday before and then have a four-day weekend.
Yeah. And in June is now that's when people kind of forget about this one, right?
Yes, it's Juneteenth. That's a legal holiday, the 19th, and that this year it falls on a Thursday. So take off the following day, June 20th, and then you get four full days,
mm-hmm.
straight in a row. In July, be sure to ask for July 3rd off, which is on a Thursday in 2025, and you can roll into the July 4th weekend early and get a four-day vacation there. In September, there's nothing in August, but September is has Labor Day, September 1st, and you can put in a request for Tuesday, the 2nd, for an extra long weekend. And then we're back to October, where we are now, and it used to be called Columbus Day, but it's called Indigenous Peoples Day now, and it falls on a Monday, October 13th, so try to snag the 10th Friday for a four-day break.
Yeah, it's a federal holiday. And, you know, for some, like teachers have a day in March, Pulaski Day. So, you know, be aware of that
as
well.
That's a local holiday here.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of Pulaski Day when I used to live in Miami 35 years ago. That was not a thing.
No, it is here. It's a big one here.
It's a huge thing here, yeah. November is a prime time to take a few longer breaks, thanks to Veterans Day, which is Tuesday, November 11th. And, of course, ask for Monday, the 10th off. Then you get a four-day vacation. And then if you don't already have the day after Thanksgiving off, which is November 28th, make sure to request that, too. And if you do have it off, ask for either the Wednesday before or the Monday after for a five-day break. And then, last but not least, we get to December, and Christmas next year is on a Thursday. So if you don't have Friday the 26th off yet, put in for it now. Or if you do ask, for December 24th or the 29th, and then you get another five-day break, 5 days in a row. And if you have a really nice boss and you're lucky, they'll give you the 30th and 31st off as a perk also.
If you weren't taking notes, we'll post this, because you want to think about this and go over this, I think. And it's always nice to have a few days off in a row. What's on Savvy Planet this week?
Well, we start getting so busy this time of year, and I have a recipe for a super simple side dish that you can make in 30 minutes or less. It's roasted cauliflower with onions and peppers, and it tastes like you worked on it all day. And I'm not saying buy a bag of frozen cauliflower and just plop it in a casserole dish. I'm saying, like, you know, you get the real thing, you know, a nice, juicy piece of cauliflower, and you cut it up, and it's really delicious, good for you, and it feels like fall.
With onions that you buy, and those are the safe ones. So get the recipe.
Yes,
and all
exactly.
Of Marianne's delicious dishes are posted at SavvyPlanet.com. Savvy-Planet.com. Subscribe, and you get a recipe once a week. All right, Marianne, I'm ready to take off a few days now. I'm going to talk to the boss immediately. Thank you for the
okay.
hacks.
Appreciate
it.
Thank you.
It.